use that word pond? That usually means something smaller than the lake.
Well, places that's just out in the country that's low land that got deep water in it, and it's just a big old round lake, and some of them call them ponds and some they call lakes. And it's landlocked water, you see, from the salt water. Now Deer Lake, all them lakes that runs into the Gulf, they call them lakes. And then you get on back out in the peninsula, well, the back they call them ponds, I don't know, and then they call them these creeks that runs into the bay. Well, there's a lot of them that's a freshwater fish. Some people call them creeks and some call them creeks, but I call them a creek. But anyhow.
The creeks usually smaller than rivers?
Yeah. Sometimes these up and down the Erie, but about, say, a mile, and it gets up about a mile, then you can't go in a boat. It just gets to be a branch swamp, you know, that runs just to let the water run out of the country. It runs into them, and they call them a creek, and that's what we fish in. And then the Choctaw River, good fishing.
Your father, he was born here in Point Washington?
No, sir. Milton.
He was born
in
Milton.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't. Yeah, I reckon so. I don't know, because they come from up in Georgia, somewhere up in there, that they come from his father. But I'd say I don't know. You got me there. I don't know just where he was born. I believe, though, in Milton.
You know about how much education he would have had? He go to school much?
No, sir, I don't know how much education he'd have, but I'd say possibly eighth grade education back in them days. You'd call it now,
as much as anybody would have.
Well, just about like this fellow over here at the paper mill. I can't think of his name, but he's this big international paper mill company over here in Panama. Why, they're in their records as one of the main managers of that big international paper company over there. He's got a third grade education, that's what it shows on there. But yet he's a manager and runs a big plant like that. And I mean, that's a big plant. Well, at Panama, and according to their, I worked for the International Paper Company for a long time. That's where I've done a lot of my work was the International Paper Company whenever I was working machinist work. And in their records, I can't call his name, I got to one of the books and looked through it, and darn me, if he didn't have a thing. He said that's all he had was a third grade education, but that's all the schooling that he got in school.
Yes, obviously, he had more education than
just
that much schooling.
Well, just like I've done, a lot of other people done. I got all I could, but my daddy died and left us, my mother, there was seven of us children, and my youngest sister was only 11 months old when he died. And of course that was an act of God. We couldn't help that, but we had to work to make a living, and that's the way we done it. And I couldn't go into high school. I could have went to the Funiac and aborted over there and went to high school, but I couldn't do it. I had to work. I had to help keep the house going.
Did mother work too?
Yes, sir. She sure did.